Brewers and the Cardinals wrapping up their four-game series. Eric Thames has been ice cold in June, but maybe he could take a lesson from Keon Broxton, who digs in to face Michael Wacha top two.
And Wacha checks on the runner, and he pitches. Swing and a long, high fly ball into left center. We are tied 2-2. Holy mackerel, did he powder that one.
The Cardinals are down a run as Dexter Fowler swings and hits it high and deep right center field. Back to the track, the wall, tie game.
And a line drive is a base hit to right field. That's going to score two. Here comes the throw home. They may get him. He's going to be out at the plate. He is out at the plate. Giants are underway at Colorado. No score after a half. Ground ball, base hit into right field. The run's going to score. And that game is tied again. Oh, a long look to get the sign he wants. Has it now, and here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a long one into right field. This is trouble. It is a home run, a two-run home run. And the Brewers take the lead 6-4 here in the ninth inning.
The Brewers take down the Cardinals 6-4. Eric Thames drills his ninth go-ahead home run this season. That trails only George Springer and Jay Bruce for the big league lead. They have 10 apiece. It was a back-and-forth affair against the Brewers on Thursday night, but ultimately, the Cardinals came up on the wrong end of a 6-4 final. Here is St. Louis skipper Mike Matheny sharing his thoughts on the loss.
Surprised, but I had top spin to it and carried just enough. It's a shame. I kept fighting to stay in this game, and for it to end like that with all the mound, he's been throwing well, and that's a tough way to lose it. Yeah, I think, he's been through a couple different phases. One, he had the slider that was staying up in the zone too much. I think up can hurt him at times, but we've seen him get a lot of swing and misses at the top of the zone as well. So, I think it just flattens out a little bit at times, and the slider can be one that'll hurt him. But, overall, he's still making good pitches.
Did your bullpen have to cover too many innings in this series?
There's a lot of innings covered by our pen. And you got to look at amazing job by Brevia coming in when he did. He's kind of continuing to earn himself some more significant opportunities in big spots, and he's coming through. That's twice in a row now. We've put him back against the wall and figured out how to get it done and keep the damage down and help Michael out. But, that's a lot we've asked of them so far. Definitely this series with Milwaukee. I don't know. It looked pretty good early, and what's traditionally happened is balls just find too much of the plate, and he's not able to pull off his spots as he gets deeper into the game. And his last one was a step forward, and this one just one of those that got away from him. I don't know if it could be a bigger step because I didn't know anything about him. Didn't even really see him in spring training. So I had good reports, and he had thrown well all season in Memphis. But, obviously we saw his velocity before he got here and saw how well he was doing with his slider too. But, he's getting into big situations that are very similar to how we kind of initiated Matt Bowman into the league. And, let's see what he can do here. We need a right-handed arm before we get to the back end, the last third of the game. And they continue to take advantage of those opportunities. He's a strike thrower, which that's huge in those situations to bring him in, nobody out, and the bases loaded on a guy in his first year in the league. I don't know if you can show more confidence in a guy.
Did you discuss the first inning base running, how that should have gone, and what kind of impact that had on the game?
It's always easy to go back there. Jed is trying to push it a little bit, and I think he had a better initial read than Steven did. And from where Jed was, I think he felt that it was going to be, a no-brainer. But it was the right move to hold him up, and Jed had already overcommitted by that point. And you could just tell that I think that first step put Jed ahead of where Steven was, to where Steven had to be held up. And, had Jed been on all alone, I think he would have made it.
What have you seen from your offense overall this series? What do you think led
Yeah. I see a lot of positive things going on with the offense right now that keep coming back, putting together good at-bats. I mean, how many hard outs do we have today? I mean, we're smoking the ball all over the place. So you see guys getting into a better spot, and I think it could have ended up easily with a lot more runs than what we had. Just like I like the rhythm that I see our offense getting into right now, and certainly Karp and Dex, you know, being the 1-2 punch and the way they're swinging the bat, that sets a nice tone. But I see everybody else kind of doing their part too, and I see the offense going in the direction we need it to.
How disappointing is that to start this off stand 4-0?
You know, I haven't really put it all into the homestand versus the road trip. I mean, we needed this homestand to get things going in the right direction because it couldn't have gone much worse than how we finished up the road trip. And the guys did a great job of turning it around and getting us, you know, 4 in a row there to kind of move some momentum in a positive direction. And we just had a couple here that could have gone either way for us against the team that's leading the Central Division right now. So, you know, just looking back on this particular game, this was one we felt we were right there, had an opportunity. Guys did some special things, and they keep grinding like they're doing. We're going to be in a good place.
The Cardinals pack their bags for Baltimore as they take on the Orioles over the weekend.